I'm Laura Winters.
Michigan's up, and we're going to have a tremendous success there. And then we have a thing called Super Tuesday, and I think we're leading 91-7.
Donald Trump wins the Republican South Carolina primary, and despite her loss in her home state, Nikki Haley says she's staying in the race. Next stop, Michigan, the primary there on Tuesday.
In the next 10 days, another 21 states and territories will speak. They have the right to a real choice.
Now, speaking of victories, former President Trump winning a record 7th CPAC straw poll as he heads toward another nomination for president. Trump speaking Saturday afternoon at the annual gathering of conservatives at National Harbor in Maryland.
November 5th will be our new Liberation Day, but for the liars and cheaters and fraudsters and censors and imposters who have commandeered our government, it will be their judgment day. Their judgment day.
President Biden and First Lady Jill, along with Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband, hosting a black tie dinner at the White House Saturday night for the nation's governors.
Here's the possibilities. Possibilities, because there's so, I have never been more optimistic in my life about the prospects, what we can do if we just work together. There's nothing beyond our capacity.
Volkswagen recalling 260,000 cars due to a fire risk. USA's John Schaefer with details.
The car manufacturer indicates that compact cars in the U.S. might experience a fuel leak from a pump inside the gas tank. The recall affects Volkswagen Golf, Golf GTI, Golf Sportwagon, Jetta, and Audi A3 models that were produced between 2015 and 2020. As of now, no fires have been reported due to the issue.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Georgia Governor Republican Brian Kemp writing a letter to President Biden expressing outrage over the 26-year-old illegal alien from Venezuela who's accused of killing a female nursing student at the University of Georgia as she went out for a morning jog. Kemp demanding a response to questions surrounding the immigration status of the arrested suspect in the murder of Laken Riley. Kemp writing, Laken Riley's tragic death struck the hearts of Georgians everywhere and has rightfully sparked national outrage. As I have said many times before, the governor writes, every state is now a border state because of Joe Biden's inaction. And today I am again demanding answers and information from the Biden administration that will help us protect our citizens when the federal government will not. University of Georgia Police Chief Jeff Clark on the charges.
He has been charged with the following: malice murder, felony murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, hindering a 911 call, and concealing the death of another.
Former TV talk show host Wendy Williams announcing she has the same form of dementia that actor Bruce Willis is suffering from. Williams, who was 59, tested after having problems with her memory. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.